Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb here on your Tuesday edition. All right, let's get things started with the good of the day.
It's a good of the day with a kind of, you know, well, I'll just let you go. You figure it out for yourself. The good of the day is Robert Horry.
Robert Horry in the Robert news.
Robert
Horry
welcoming Tom Brady to the 7-chip club.
Good for him. Good for him.
But it's not really the same, is it?
No. No, without question, no.
I mean, he
but
went
Big
as
Shot
far
Bob
as...
was, you know, he was an influential member of those championship teams.
How do we look at that career?
We look at it as a fantastic postseason. Yeah, exactly. That's been the long debate about Robert Horry's career, right? Right. Yeah, he's an okay player during the regular season, but Big Shot Bob really came through at the right moments.
Or is it like, hey, wherever he goes, he brings championships?
That's right. Yeah,
it's not really true. The same.
Not really the same.
But it did make me laugh. I do have another good, and it's just it made me smile, made me laugh yesterday. I mean, this thing could have been horrible, and it probably still has a chance of being horrible. But I got to give it up to Byron Leftwich.
Yeah.
For pretty much laughing off the most absurd question. Well, not even absurd question. For mistaken identity, really. Here, I'll have you take a listen.
Going into the game, what was your number one goal on the defensive side to shut Mahomes down, shut that high-powered offensive down? What was your guys' number one goal going into that game?
To shut Pat Mahomes down? I think you got the wrong guy. I had nothing to do with that. That was Todd. That was the
oh, this is so uncomfortable.
But I love the way that Byron handled it.
But okay, but go back to the guy who asked the question.
Yeah, I'm trying to skip over him.
He thinks that Byron Leftwich is making a joke, and he's laughing at the joke, and then it's going to hit him like a wave of... like a wave of embarrassment when he's like, oh, shoot. I'm talking to the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, not the defensive
coordinator. I'm not talking to the defensive coordinator. This is not going to be good.
I'm talking to Byron Leftwich, not Todd Bowles.
Exactly.
But I have a feeling that situation could have been made so much worse.
Yeah, maybe listen, if you ask a number of questions, if you've asked a number of questions, you're going to eventually, one time you're going to make a mistake. You know, I'll give it to him.
That's the other issue that I had with it. Was he the first one out of the gate to ask a question? Or is he not paying attention to the Zoom?
That's possible. I one time asked, I was at an Air Force football press conference, and I showed up and I asked questions about an opponent they weren't playing that week.
There you go.
I was like, oh, I'm sorry, coach, you're playing them in week 4. But everybody got a good laugh at my expense, but I was amongst friends. So in the Colorado Springs media, that's a little different where I could laugh it off.
Yeah.
That guy is probably like, oh, shoot, I just embarrassed myself in front of a lot of national people.
Yeah, now I'll never be taken seriously. No, we don't know who it is, though.
Yeah, good. So that's the other thing. You're not in a room of people.
Yeah,
you're on this Zoom call rather anonymously.
So, I mean, how... quickly did you hang up?
Right. Did you get out of that call?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
good for Byron Leftwich.
Yeah.
Though.
So a little too. The bad of the day is we do these every once in a while. It's a wake up call PSA.
Uh-huh.
And we like to do our public service and just warn everyone out there or just make people aware of certain issues that are going on around in the world. And for all of you that are planning that Jamaica vacation. Because you want to get down to some more weather. Listen, it's going to get cold this weekend.
That's right.
It's going to get frigid, and Jamaica won't. Jamaica's going to have nice sandy beaches, warm weather. You know, it's going to be paradise. However, the PSA from Wake Up Call is just be forewarned that Jamaica is entering into a marijuana shortage.
No.
Yeah.
That can't possibly happen.
It's got.
Now, hold on. Since this is a crop... is there a ecological disaster for happening?
Yes, there is. The ecological disaster is an abundance amount of rain followed by drought.
Oh, no.
Does not mix well with crops, apparently.
No, apparently. Yeah, doesn't matter what you grow, whether it's pot or strawberries. Yeah. It's the same sort of mixture that doesn't work.
But what I loved most, I want to get the guy's name correct. He's like a... He's the chief opportunity explorer for Takaya, which is a consulting and brokerage firm for the country's cannabis industry.
Yes.
He said this is a cultural embarrassment.
Of course it is. There's no question about that. Of course it is.
I mean, what else do you go to Jamaica for? Just white sandy beaches? You can get that at any island, really.
Right, exactly.
You go to Jamaica for a certain other greenery.
It's like a lot of 20-year-olds going out to Colorado for the mountains.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
Over the last 10 years.
Yeah,
I really want to get together with nature. I want to see the mountains. Uh huh. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but how many? Yeah,
they're
Olympics,
that way. In case you were wondering,
if you're wanting mountains, you're wanting skiing. How many Olympics has Colorado hosted?
Yeah, exactly. You know, why not Utah? Salt Lake City seems like a fine place to see mountains. You want to go there?
They have great slopes.
Not really, not quite. Yeah, I get it. Don't worry, I understand. You're not fooling anybody. Anyway, that's sad for Jamaica.
I know. That's going to hurt their industry pretty good.
No doubt.
I mean, I'm already canceling my trip.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
Why would I want to go?
He's right, though. people getting off the plane, and they're like, this is going to be a great... We don't have any. Oh boy.
I thought you guys handed it out like Hawaii out Lays.
Give you a bag as you get up. Welcome to Jamaica. That's great.
Here you go.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day. Have you seen this viral video of this woman who got Gorilla Glue stuck in her hair?
I haven't seen the viral video, but I saw a number of news stories on it.
I watched this video. Basically, this is what I'll surmise this really quickly, right? She had this favorite brand of hairspray that she used to keep her hair matted down.
Okay.
And she ran out of it, so in a pinch, she decided to grab Gorilla Glue.
Oh, why do people... Why? I thought this would be universally known. We're not doing this glue in the hair thing, right? That's insane.
She just looked at it, said extra firm hold. She thought this would be great because it's a spray adhesive, so she sprayed it all on top of her hair.
Okay.
Flash forward to a month later is when she decided to make this TikTok video. And she's like, look, guys, and she's pounding the top of her head, which sounds like she's hitting a helmet.
Oh.
Like her hair has not moved. She's like, I've washed my hair 15 times. So now we're going to move forward a little bit more because there's more to the story. This is where the dumb of the day comes in. She has now had to go to the hospital to seek out medical attention and so they can try to wash this out. But it's really like set in. I mean, if anything, this is a great advertisement for how strong of an adhesive Gorilla Glue is.
Yeah, it is. I got some of it in the garage. I love it.
But she's now thinking of suing Gorilla Glue because nowhere on the label does it say not to use on her hair. It says to get on skin, clothes, and in your eyes, but it does not really say anything about not using it for your hair.
I'm going to say this with all... The legal system is so screwed up.
Yeah.
I really... If you told me she won... I would not be shocked.
She shouldn't win, but I
would not be shocked.
This isn't going to be a continuation, right? We're going to talk about this in the summer. It's like, hey, do you remember that girl that got Gorilla Glue in her hair? Well, she won her case and it's worth $5 billion
now. Yeah, exactly. Somehow Gorilla Glue went bankrupt as a company because the legal system said that they were responsible for this nonsense.
I mean, so there are people online who are saying, hey, we know it's not your fault, Gorilla Glue. But, you know, would it really hurt if you did a random act of kindness and reached out to this woman to help her out? Because she's trying to raise money. She was trying to raise $1,500 for medical bills, but she's at this point in time, it's well over $10,000 right now.
Does Gorilla Glue, okay, we got two choices here. Do we give her the secret solvent that we keep only amongst ourselves that dissolves this instantly, but we don't need the product getting out? Or do we just... let this woman figure it out on her own and give her money.
Well, what most people are saying is that, you know what? Eventually, you just got to let your hair grow. And eventually, it's going to come out.
That's a good point. You won't
have it. Sure, it's going to be slow going. She must have put a lot of this on her hair because, I mean, just look at the photo of her. All you got to do is type in Gorilla Glue. It'll be the first thing that pops up. Her hair is like, I mean, it almost looks like it's painted on the top of her head.
Every time you see a crazy commercial where somebody's doing something crazy with a product and they give you a disclaimer and you're like, who would do that? Somebody is going to do that.
Yeah.
That's why they do it. I mean, it's,
I think, wasn't it an SNL skit? Oh, I swear it was something like that. Or somebody was talking about warning labels and just saying, like, you know, that means that somebody tried that. You know, like when they say, you know, you look at something and say, yeah, don't use a toaster in the bathtub. That means somebody tried it.
No, that's right. Exactly. I'm going to take a bubble bath and have some toast.
Yeah.
Oops. That's not good.
Somebody has tried it. Or
Gorilla Glue in the hair.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of it.
It's beyond me. And it's beyond me. I mean, that, you know, she was shocked that this was going to happen.
Yep. Exactly.
Well, I guess, you know, maybe not everyone knows what Gorilla Glue is. I'm surprised about that, but I don't know. It just blows my mind. I would never think to say, you know what? My hair is just not parting the right way. Let me throw some of this super glue on my hair. And
yeah,
see
let me
if
glue
I get
it down.
Stick.
Exactly. All right, that is the good, the bad, and the dumb coming up. Did Andy Reid's son's car accident, which was very tragic indeed, have anything to do with the Super Bowl performance of the Chiefs? And is it a fair question to ask? We'll dissect that next as we.